This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has evacuated approximately 800 volunteer white helmet rescuers and their families from Syria and taken them to Jordan in a convoy of buses accompanied by Israeli police and United Nations vehicles. The Israeli Defense Force said the evacuation was done at the request of the United States and some European countries. Jordan's official news agency said the Syrians are in a closed area in Jordan. The agency said Britain, Germany, and Canada have agreed to resettle them within 3 months. General Vincent Brooks, the commander of U.S. forces in Korea, has called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a man of his word, while backing up assertions by other key officials that talks with Pyongyang are making progress. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have repeatedly expressed optimism about the ongoing talks with North Korea. However, Pompeo has expressed concerns about North Korea receiving shipments of petroleum, and he expressed his issues at the UN.
Countries at the Security Council are united on the need for final, fully verified denuclearization of North Korea, as agreed to by Chairman Kim. Strict enforcement of sanctions is critical to our achieving this goal.
Meantime, Russia and China moved to block a U.S. request of the U.N. to ban further shipments to Pyongyang in a bid to cut off revenue in its nuclear ballistic missile programs. China's President Xi Jinping started a foreign nation visit to Africa and Senegal. He's expected to sign bilateral deals with the country, which has a rapidly growing economy. China has been making investments with African nations to help expand and improve infrastructure and to gain access to materials important to the Chinese economy. She is also visiting Rwanda, the Mauritius, and South Africa. This is VOA News. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate, this while wounding the candidate and three other people. It is the latest violence ahead of Wednesday's elections. No word now on who is responsible for that blast. UN agencies are extremely worried that the upsurge in fighting in Yemen's Hodeidah government could result in the closure of the port. This, they warn, could be catastrophic for millions of starving people. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations reports an estimated 50,000 Yemenis have been newly displaced since fighting broke out in Hodeidah on June 12th. It calls Yemen the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Since the Saudi-led coalition began bombing rebel Houthis in support of the government in March 2015, more than 10,000 people, most civilians, reportedly have died, and more than 2 million people displaced. UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffith, is in negotiation with the warring parties to prevent an all-out attack on the city and port of Hodeidah. He reportedly has presented a proposal that would see the UN playing a role in keeping the peace in the city and port. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told reporters in Buenos Aires that the Trump administration fully supports the independence of the U.S. Central Bank despite President Trump's recent critical remarks about the bank considering raising interest rates. Meanwhile, Christine Lagarde, head of the International Monetary Fund, opened the summit with comments that the increase in global trade restrictions will significantly impact the global economy, will also have an impact on global debt.
It stands at $164 trillion, which is 225% of GDP, of which the private sector accounts for two-thirds. Public debt in advanced economies is at levels not seen since the Second World War.
Another topic on the Buenos Aires agenda is talk about the United States and China being at a full-blown trade war, with both nations imposing tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods. Britain's new Brexit chief has suggested the UK might not pay its $51 billion bill to exit the European Union if no trade agreement with the EU is reached. Dominic Raab replaced David Davis, who resigned 2 weeks ago to protest what he called Prime Minister Theresa May's soft Brexit plan. Britain and the EU remain far apart on terms of a new trade setup. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.